What do you think of speakers like Joyce Meyer? Well, I don't spend a lot of time watching TV or listening to Joyce Meyer exactly, but I appreciate every person who tries to be a help to the people of God. I think probably that we need to agree that there are sisters who have a clear ability to teach. And I think God has equipped sisters to teach because they have to teach the women, they have to teach the children. And they're called on to do that. I think it's a strange thing that in some places it's the women who are teaching doctrine and it's the men who are running around trying to keep the families together. I think we've got it around the wrong way, don't we? Because the women are much more suited to helping keep the families together than the men are. They're much more relational, they understand these issues, and they ought to be doing that. They ought to be encouraged to do that. A lot of places it's not happening, and the families are falling apart. And the sisters have an ideal ministry to do that. Likewise, the men are especially equipped to teach doctrine. And let's remember, for the reasons why God has given the order, Paul tells Timothy, two of the reasons why God has given this order is that the man was first in creation and the woman was first in transgression. The woman was fooled by the enemy. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means this, that the woman, she's not gullible, but the woman has a tenderness, an openness that makes her ideal for her ministry, but it also is a danger that needs to be protected. The man needs to protect the woman. Adam wasn't there for his wife. He didn't protect her. And so she was deceived. And so Paul says that's one of the reasons why. And we know that almost all the false cults were started by women. And, you know, that's not saying that the women are wrong. I think what we're really saying is that the men have abrogated their right, their authority, their responsibility to teach. And there are many places where the men are not in the Word, they're not studying, they're not presenting the truth of God. And so this is the sort of thing that happens. I don't think it should happen, but I think what's happened is that in many places in the church, the people are starving to death. And so women are now starting to take this role of teaching. What we need to see are men who are committed to the careful, regular teaching of the Word of God. And if they were doing that, the women would be happy to submit, to learn, and to use what they've learned in their own ministries, in helping to keep the families together, in teaching the women how to love their husbands, love their children, be keepers at home, and so on, and then we'd have things in order. So women are supposed to be teachers, but they're to be the teachers of the women and children. And so when a dear lady like this gets up and teaches everybody, I somehow think that that's a little bit out of place. I don't think that's what the Lord intended.